This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, March 29th. I'm Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that Russia has boosted imports of a key explosive compound used in the production of artillery ammunition, including from U.S.-based companies, in spite of sanctions meant to choke off its wartime production. That is according to trade data, which shows a major increase in Russian imports of nitrocellulose in recent years, something U.S. officials and analysts say is playing a pivotal role in aiding the war in Ukraine. The U.S.-listed shares of Chinese smartphone maker Xiaomi closed 12% higher yesterday after it debuted its first electric car with a $30,000 price tag, lower than analysts had expected. The company's CEO compared the entry-level version of the new car with Tesla's Model 3 and said its offering was significantly cheaper. Xiaomi's foray into the fiercely competitive EV market comes as China's economy slows, with retail sales of electric and hybrid cars dropping 12% last month, and as major players such as BYD and Tesla have been aggressively cutting prices to attract customers. And U.S. gasoline prices have climbed at a faster-than-normal clip in 2024, largely thanks to severe weather at home and geopolitical disruptions abroad. According to AAA, the average cost of a gallon of unleaded gasoline was $3.54 yesterday, up 3% from a year ago and about 14% higher than at the start of the year, an uptick that has helped make inflation stickier than expected in the first quarter and weighed on Americans' outlook on a largely robust U.S. economy. Stock markets in Asia have ended the week broadly higher, while markets in Europe and the U.S. are shut for Good Friday, ahead of the latest reading of the U.S. Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, due out later today. And before we go, we wanted to let you know that today marks 1 year since our colleague, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, was detained by Russian authorities while on a reporting trip and accused of espionage. Evan, the Journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny the accusation, and the Biden administration has designated Evan as wrongfully detained. Russian courts have repeatedly rejected appeals by his lawyers, and this week ordered that Evan be held in pretrial detention in a Moscow prison until June 30th. In a letter released last night, our editor-in-chief Emma Tucker said Evan's detention is a blatant attack on the rights of the free press at a time when journalists are needed to bear witness to history. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.